It was called Building Dreams, an evening for the arts at Academy Prep St. Petersburg, celebrating the new multi-purpose building and auditorium. Special guest speaker was Dr. Hank Hine, Executive Director of the Dolley Museum, speaking on the importance of arts in education.
Thank you, Liz, and thanks for giving me this chance to address you, this most exemplary school, this great community and familial effort to advance this great group of young people, but also our entire community, and to give us new ideas about education. I want to start with a kind of soft quote. This is John Downey, who formulated an idea of experiential education. And he said, arts are not just for those famed practitioners, those musicians and playwrights, those authors and painters who have achieved fame. They are for everyone. They are the bastion of individuality and self-expression. Now, I think that sounds nice. It's rather soft, though. Individuality, self-expression, those things can be used to explain a lot of really unproductive or bad behavior. So let's look at some hard things here. I want to talk about prison for a second. 19% of our American population has no high school degree or equivalent. Almost one in five has no high school degree. 41% of our prison population did not graduate from high school. There seems to be a really direct correlation between high school education, the social contract, the ability to add value to the society. So let's look at that percentage of prison, of high school graduation, and attack the situation from that perspective. If we made high school graduation a goal, we would have a profound impact directly on the productivity of our society and on the productivity and viability of our social structure, our country, our culture, our citizenry. So what do the arts have to do with that? What do the arts have to do? They have arts programs in prisons. Well, apparently, arts education has a lot to do with that ability to graduate from high school. And here are some of the figures that will attest to that. There was an NEA study of 22,000 students over a 12-year period that showed that a high level of engagement in arts education programs produced a five-fold increase in graduation rates. Now, these positive results, you might think, and my mind does also race to find, well, let's see, it's the private schools that have the arts. Sure, they're getting good values at home. They're getting arts at school. No wonder they're doing well. But the facts are that it's a great leveler, and that those in lower socioeconomic groupings actually achieve better than those in high socioeconomic groupings who had no arts exposure. So arts could be this great leveler, together with equity in housing, equity in pay. It could be something that transforms the whole sense of justice and productivity in our society. So those are some statistics. We also want to look at something that's a little different. We know that arts education increases GPA scores by 15% on the average, higher SAT scores through arts education. But What's really important, I think, are what we would call the soft dividends here. A sense of empathy, a sense of tolerance for ambiguity, a sense of patience, self-knowledge. All these things are the dividends of involvement in the arts. There's a high quotient of willingness to learn from mistake in those who have had arts in education. If any of you have tried to paint with oil paints, you will understand that either you buckle with frustration or you learn this tolerance with failure. Something about engaging in the risk of individual endeavor increases that resiliency that's so important to people to gain a grasp of the challenges of life. Okay, so why arts education in schools? They're rec centers. You could finger paint at home. Now here's something that's really important, and I've stumbled on this by accident by being director of the Dolly Museum, where I inherited a program called Junior Docents. And in that program, and that program has been driven by our arts committee, and I'm happy to see that Kay Bronstein, a member of our committee, is here. That program, I don't know why, but it started with 9 to 12-year-olds. And it introduces them to the world of art, gives them a vocabulary. But here's something really important. And I was speaking with the dean of the College of Medicine at USF a few years ago, and I was telling him about this program. And he said, wait, what was the age group? I said, you know, I think they're 9 to 12. He said, well, that's a group that's at extreme high risk for lack of self-esteem. Why is that? Why is this group so vulnerable? Well, think about it. Laura's and my 7-year-old wants to do his hair like the cool guy on Nickelodeon. They are bombarded by media images. They are bombarded by the cool technology. But really, they have no leverage, no power in this society. They're not quite sexualized yet they're bombarded by sexuality. So they're very, very vulnerable. And if they can learn that the way they feel about something has value, their self-esteem goes up. When their self-esteem goes up, their respect for others, their respect for their school system, their sense of optimism for life increases too. So how do you engender that? Well, apparently there's something that's really missing in these statistics about art, and that is the sense of art and dialogue. So what's going on in our junior docent programs is a discussion. They need to learn to speak about how they feel about a work of art and share that with others. And in that sharing of your opinion about something as personal and subjective as the arts, something is forged, a sense of community, a sense of social bond, a sense of relation to others. And apparently that's the magic in this program. And with USF's help, we did a multi-year study with the Tennessee self-esteem evaluation tool, entry tests and exit. We found a statistical increase in self-esteem. So I think that's the magic here about why arts need to be in the schools. They need to be in a place where there's discussion with others. They need to have a helping hand. They need to have a receptive ear. And in this way, they learn their own courage and their own capacity and a willingness to share with others. And that's where we start building a really great civic body. So that's my take on arts in education. And it's why the Dolly Museum is committed to having free school groups, and we admit between 12 and 15,000 kids a year from the area for docented tours. Again, the docented thing is so important to be in discussion about art. I'm reading a really interesting study. That was the end of my talk, by the way. There was a really interesting study about the importance of language in learning. And groups of toddlers are pre-speech children, maybe before toddlers, are shown disparate objects. Okay, you've got a wrench, a fuzzy animal, a clam, a sack of dirt, you know, things that are really different visually, sensually, conceptually. And those things that they hear a human voice say a nonsense word with, wub, they learn to figure out what the conceptual unity between them is. So language seems to be essential to all kinds of learning, visual learning. It's just our human gift and our human predicament that we need to be spoken to. So that's why I brought that back in. That's why we want to keep arts in the school, where there's discussion, where there's a chance for dialogue. So thank you for doing what you do at Academy Prep, and more power to you.
Dr. Hank Hine, Executive Director of the Donnelly Museum, speaking on the importance of arts and education at Building Dreams, an evening for the arts at Academy Prep, St. Petersburg. Event coverage on RadioSt.Pete.com.